I guess the first one I'll start with is our son's graduation present. So,
okay.
Despite my youthful appearance, I do have a son that is going into high school now, which makes me feel very old.
That's unreal, eh?
Yeah. But for his grad present, we decided to get him a Chromebook.
Cool.
Yeah. So we have never owned a Chromebook before, lots of different computers and whatnot, but we needed to have something that allowed him the flexibility of applications, but also the integration with the programs and the different infrastructure that the school board uses.
Yeah.
So
and these days, if I may, like everything's going online, right?
So exactly. Yeah. So we looked at, you know, we started with the, you know, really small budget of Amazon Fire tablets.
Right.
And we're like, yeah, this isn't really going to work. Mm-hmm. And then we started looking at, you know, we looked at the gamut. It's like, oh, there's, you know, $6,000 for a MacBook Pro. It's like, I'm not doing that for, mm-hmm. for a grade 9. And so we settled on this Chromebook from Asus. And it's one of the only ones on the market right now that converts to a tablet.
That's
so
cool.
You flip it over and you have full 13-inch tablet mode.
So is it touchscreen, like with your finger?
It is a touchscreen with Gorilla Glass.
Yeah.
And he absolutely loves it. And so because it is the Chromebook, you have access to the Google Play Store. And so all of his apps that he has used through Google Play on his phones, he has access to. But also because of that, it integrates with what the school board does through the Google Docs and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So it's really, it was quite a cost-effective option for a young child. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can call him a child anymore. He's now a teenager.
Yeah.
But for, you know, somebody who's learning technology, the responsibility of being, you know, on their own device, but in a way that is safe. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the key components, is we needed something that was safe, that wasn't going to be, you know, I didn't want to have to worry about a ton of viruses and stuff like that. And obviously you have to be smart with apps in the app store and what mm-hmm. you download. But it's a really good way, for getting him into the market.
Yeah.
And we understand it. He was a little bit bummed that Chromebooks do not run Minecraft, but, that's all right. I want him to be doing school, not Minecraft.
Yeah. It's an interesting shift in the paradigm though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because now it's not like the old days. Oh, to call it the old days.
I know, right?
You don't buy like a CD. And
right.
Pop it in the optical drive and install the program. You basically, it's like a phone. You go mm-hmm. through the app store and pick the apps that you want. I'm sure he'll find other apps. And you can't install like I mean, this is off the cuff, but can you install like an Android version of Minecraft? Like, does such a thing?
So he can, it has to do with the architecture within how
the processor, the SoC?
No, like the programming architecture. So it's mm-hmm. not, because Minecraft is Java based, the Chromebooks don't have Java.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Total shift in the way things work. And it's interesting that with the education system going to this like work online, and we're communicating now with like Google Meet, I guess mm-hmm. it's called, is it?
Yep. Google Meet, Zoom, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. So
all of those work, which is great. I mean, really the only limitation we found so far was Minecraft. I'm like,
if that's crazy,
if that's the biggest worry you've got, then we did all right. And so, it's funny. We went to Staples mm-hmm. and so they've got all their different devices out on display, and he went looking for his, cause he's like, he wanted to know how much it was and, didn't want to tell him, but he started looking at other devices. He's like, this one's really expensive and it doesn't look as nice as mine. And this mm-hmm. one's expensive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look as nice as mine. And he's like, wow, you guys did all right.
Way to go, mom and dad.
And I'm like,
nice.
Dad win. And Jen was part of it.
Dad win. Now he's presumably 13.
Yes. He'll be 14 in November.
All right. So, like with my kids, two of them are under 13. So their Google account is provided by the education system.
Right.
So I have this fear with, if they started using a Chromebook, that when they graduate, the education system might shut down their account and they'd lose like their files and everything else. Like, so I would presume, because he's 13 and you've got to be 13 plus, that he's created his own Google account.
Yes. Yeah. And we, We created the account for him. I still retain the ownership of it, so to speak. Like he doesn't even have
the the parent mode.
That's right.
Cool.
So he doesn't have the password and stuff. And that is for the purpose of a safe monitoring.
Yeah.
I can, it tells me when he signs up for something. Mm-hmm. We have reports on how he uses his device that goes to his email. So he can start to learn now what his usage statistics mm-hmm. are.
And some might think that sounds a little Big Brother-ish, but I think as a father, like it's really important that we help keep our kids accountable and keep them safe because there's so much nasty stuff out there right now.
And
there's malware. I mean, we're hearing about malware in the Play Store and stuff that's spying on things and clipboards that get uploaded to various servers and things like that. So it can be scary.
Yeah, but what the nice thing is because it's a relatively safe device, and because of that parental input with having the email and whatnot, I can teach him how to safely use his computer.
Cool.
I can, and I've taught him how to access, all of his cross Google, his extensions, his history, all that kind of stuff, because it syncs it up. And so he's like,
oh, right. Because he's done something on his Chromebook and then he can log into Chrome on the family computer He's got access to all of his things.
That's right. So I'm starting to teach him in a safe environment that, sync nature and the back and forth compatibility. And it's really fun as a dad being able to watch my son go to the next level. And it's not just like, when I was a kid and it's like you get a computer and you just do things for the sake of learning. It's like I'm actually working him through it so that he understands it, has a better, more mature outlook on what he can do and what he should do and shouldn't do. And it's good.
Excellent.
Good. Yeah.
Sounds like a great gift.